Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and because I've brought it up so fucking often over the last little while, I'm gonna give you a little fucking marathon report. It's fucking Wednesday, June 1st, and I fucking did it. I fucking did the marathon on Sunday. I am a fucking god. Without a fucking doubt, the fastest man alive. So fucking what if I finished like, I don't know, 765th out of 1,069? That doesn't fucking mean shit. Fuck those motherfuckers that finished ahead of me. I'm faster than all of them in spirit. And in just sheer fucking balls, right? Come on now. I feel a little bit weird today. I almost feel like, are you like me? When you complete something, is there like a sense of emptiness afterwards? Maybe you like books or movies or games or fucking TV shows or whatever the fuck. When you're done with it, you know, you get really invested in it. You're watching the show. Like, I'm watching Stranger Things because I fucking love that goddamn show. And I know when I finish this fourth season, and as soon as I'm done recording this and posting it, I'm gonna plant my fucking ass in the chair and finish that shit up. I was up till fucking 5:30 in the morning watching that shit last night. It's fucking unbelievable. But I've done that with games and books and shit too. You invest so much fucking time and energy into it, and I just throw myself into whatever the fuck it is that I'm doing, that when it's done, there's like a weird sense of emptiness to it. Like, what the fuck? Like, everything was just involved in it. Now what the fuck am I gonna do? Which, of course, is like a million things that I can do, especially around my fucking apartment. Because I honestly, because of this fucking TV show, I haven't done a fucking thing around here in like a week and a half. I rewatched all the first three fucking seasons, and I'm watching the fourth season. This place looks like shit. It's a good thing I got no friends and nobody fucking comes over here, because they would think I was a fucking hobo. It'd be like in a fucking zombie movies when a squad of survivors comes in and just squats at a place for a little while before they have to fucking bail. That's what this place looks like right now. It's dog shit. But I felt like a weird sense of emptiness after the marathon too. And you know what else? I felt a little emotional. I was like emotional before the race, and I felt emotional after the race. Like, motherfucker, I just ran for 5 goddamn hours, or 4 hours, 46 minutes and 50 seconds to be exact. And like, it's fucking done. I fucking did it, motherfucker. Give me that goddamn gold medal so I can wear it around my neck and strut around like a goddamn peacock. I will tell you one of my favorite moments that I actually forgot for a couple days. I've been fucked up since this goddamn marathon. And not in the way you might think. Most people, if they don't fucking run, they think, motherfucker, you must be really sore. I'm actually not. I'm actually fine. Like, I could have run the next day. I considered it. But then I was like, dude, you're out of your mind. Like, you got to take a day off. I would have run yesterday, but I went to softball practice. So I was, you know, shagging fly balls and taking BP and shit. So I was moving around. I'm going to run today, but it's like raining and shit. So I got to go to the fucking gym. We'll do that later. I want to watch fucking TV, and I'm going to be pissed. I'll have to drag myself out of here to do the goddamn run. And I got to fucking vacuum. I got to do at least some fucking chores and feed myself. So like, that's going to eat up some time. I just have to watch this fucking show. But setting my emotions aside for a second, before the race, they did the national anthem. I know a lot of people like really love the national anthem and take that shit very seriously, especially like during sporting events. Oh, you can't protest the anthem. This isn't North Korea. You can protest the anthem. Fuck it. Fuck the anthem. I support every single one of these motherfuckers. Well, maybe not every single one, but the ones that are like the Colin Kaepernicks of the world, I support all those fuckers. And if you get a problem with that, you could just lick my balls. But they do these national anthems during the races too. And sometimes if you do the races at a church, they do like a prayer. I'm like, man, what the fuck is going on here? Like, I'm a heathen asshole. There's a fucking wolf among your congregation. But usually I don't really focus too much on the anthem. You know, you do the moment of silence. I fucking, you know, get ready. I sway back and forth, kind of, you know, keep myself loose and whatever the fuck. And then, you know, you go about your business. Some people sing along. Some people get really into it. I don't do any of those things. But I do maybe not know the words. I mean, I know a lot of the words, but I know if you fuck up the words. And I can tell you with 100% certainty that this motherfucker singing the anthem at the Buffalo Marathon, he just lit that thing on fire. He took it, he dipped it in kerosene, and he started throwing fucking matches at it. And then it caught fire right in the fucking middle of his rendition. He did the first verse, you know, the one that everybody knows, "Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light," blah, 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 blah. And then he just went right into "When the Rockets Red Glare." Like, he skipped the whole fucking middle part. And it was one of those things where I was half paying attention, but then I heard that. I was like, whoa, this isn't time for that yet. Hot shit. Like, this is getting good now. Now I'm interested. Now I am interested in the anthem. If you're going to fuck the anthem up, I'm in. I'm on board. And he did one of those things too. Like, he said, "When the Rockets Red Glare," he realized, oh shit, there's no going back now. There's fucking thousands of people here and I just fucked this up. And he did what you do, like, if you're at a fucking concert, if you're in a car, you do this shit on your own. You don't do this shit in front of other people. Well, I mean, at the concert, nobody can hear you, so you can do whatever the fuck you want. I could fucking scream like I want to whip my dick out at a fucking concert. Nobody's gonna fucking hear it. But what he did, like, he said, "And the Rockets Red Glare, blah, blah," and then he just kind of trailed off. And as he was trailing off, he was kind of humming the tune. You know what I mean? Like, "And the Rockets Red Glare streaming." You know what I mean? He did one of those things. It was like, oh my fucking God. And then I wondered how he was going to address it, because that's the key. Is he going to just fucking crumble? Or is he going to, you know, do whatever the fuck he can to make the best of a bad situation? He actually handled it quite well. He just stopped and was like, hey, you know what? Can we try that again, please? Can we try it again? I was like, oh, you got the biggest balls on earth, motherfucker. Everybody's on his side now. And the big problem was that the rocket's regular, they're supposed to shoot off fireworks. So he said it again and they shot off the fireworks. Imagine the people like getting ready for the fucking fireworks. They're like, we got like another minute and a half before he fucking gets there. And all of a sudden he gets to it. They're like, what the fuck just happened? Was I in a coma for the last 60 seconds? I am not very sore. I was sore like day of. I just passed the fuck out when I got home. I slept for like 5 hours, woke up for 4 hours, slept for like another 6 hours. I was doing that weird fucking, holy fuck, I'm worn out thing where I'm just sleeping all the time. But like I said, I was running yesterday. I'm going to run today. Like, I'm good to go. I think I'm going to do another one. I think I'm going to do the full marathon next year. I'm at that point where like I can't just sign up for the half now. Like, I got to do it. I got to do the full again. I either got to do the full again or I'm not fucking signing up. I can't go backwards. I would feel weird about it. I'd feel like a pussy, even though that doesn't make any fucking sense. But I finished it, and I had pink shoes on, and I had my hair in the fucking tails, and I just look fucking unbelievable. And I fucking did it, man. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode to come out. Podbean is the host. Every episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio, wherever the fuck else you want it. Twitter, Johnson Hates You, Instagram, maybe 5 minutes, and in my Facebook timeline, baby.